Okay. Okay, couple of things. So Be'ez Hashem, this is going to be the last year before Pesach. And Be'ez Hashem, we plan to resume B'siyata D'Shmaya on the Thursday after Pesach. Yisru Chag is Wednesday, and that next day, Thursday. And I went over with Rabbi Tuchman, so hopefully the plan of action is we should be finishing Nida a couple of weeks after Pesach, Hilchas Nida. And I will have the Bechina, I think, May 9th, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Does that conflict with any other Bechinas that you...
Underground.
Yeah, okay. And then May 10th, Be'ez Hashem, that Wednesday, we should start Hilchos Avelis. All the packets, we got in all the packets already, Baruch Hashem, except for the new ones that I haven't made yet. So for Siyata D'Shmaya, that's the plan, so to have the Bechina on May 9th.
And no Shir on the 8th.
And no Shir on the 8th.
But the center.
What?
When do I have
the Shir? Probably the Wednesday, the Thursday before that week. And, you know, I have to, you know, finish up. You know, there's still some important things that we haven't gotten to yet, and we have to finish those things up. So, Be'ez Hashem, it should all work out. Okay, a couple of things from packet 32 that we didn't talk about, because packet 32 is Dan Besulim, but it also has about Chuppas Nida. So we should just speak a little bit about Chuppas Nida. That if a woman is a Nida at the time of the Chuppah, so then there's an Issa Yichud for the Chassan and Kala. Right? And the Gemara says... Right. The Gemara Ksubas speaks about this idea on page 27 of Dalar Amral. Hey, Misha Pirsi Ishto Nida, Hu Yashin Ben Anoshim, He Yashin Ben Anoshim. So, because since they didn't have Bilas Mitzvah beforehand, so then there's an Issa Yichud. I told you, Rav David Feinstein told me once that as long as, even though the Pashup Shad is, they have to have some type of Maisa Biyin. But Rav David Feinstein told me he thought that if the couple try to have a Maisa Biyin, because I told you many times couples are not successful to have a Maisa Biyin right away, and then and some couples it takes months and months before they're successful. So it's going to be very, so the technical halacha is that in Achanami that they should be usher b'yichud all those months. That's a very big chumrah. Rav David Feinstein told me he thought that as long as the couple tried, even though formally there was no Maisa Biyin even, but they were together intimately in bed, that would be sufficient to take away the Issa Yichud. So I think the idea, like Rabbi Tuchman, I think, said, maybe from Reuven Feinstein, that because the whole idea is that the Yetzer Hara is greatest before the Bia. So here, that you know, the fact that they had the Kiriv Basar and things like that, so that you know settles a little bit the Yetzer Hara.
Huh?
Yeah.
Would that be true if they just tried to do Ha'ara?
Well, if they had Ha'ara, then they
have... They're all trying.
It's hard to say you're trying just to do... whatever, you know.
That was Kiruv Basar.
What?
It was Kiruv Basar.
Yeah. There is a famous, there is a Truma Sadeshan on page 28, who has a Chiddush. She says, Bachor Chonas Besulo, V'haisa Tahora, B'shas HaChuppah. Says, what if you had a case where she was Tahora B'shas HaChuppah, V'kama Leilos HaChakach, and she was Tahora, and she only got her period, say, the third night of the marriage, right? When we call Mokum Lo Balosa, but they didn't have beer yet, and then she became an Ida. So, what's the story over there? And it's Mashma that she didn't even try. So, he says like this, that the whole idea of the Isser Yichud is because he has the Yetzer so great, but you see, in this case, when you don't do the Chazin, the Lo Tokiv Le Yitzre. Because he was married and he wasn't boil hard for a couple of days. So in that case you see that the Yates were so great, so therefore we would be makel and say that there's no Yisr Yichud, because the whole Yisr Yichud is because talk of Yisrei. But here, he was married to her for a couple of nights and he wasn't boil hard. What?
He doesn't say what the ego was. The ego went away, so maybe then it would be tough to
make. Yeah, right.
There's something in the way in the first couple of days.
Yeah, but it's right, but it's mashma that it wasn't like it was something specific. He brings a rai from Shor HaMuad, the Rosh Shvarim Gimel Palmin V'lo Nogach. There was a person, Shor is a Shor Muad, so sometimes you can be undo your Shor Muad in this. If you see three times, and he wasn't Nogeach, the Shor. So it takes away. So the same thing over here. If he was together with his wife and he wasn't Baal, so it shows that the Yetzirah wasn't so strong by him. So that's brought down, I think, in the Ramah. But that's a different word, like someone pointed out. I think that, but here at least he didn't have Yetzirah. In most cases, he does have Yetzirah, it just wasn't successful. So that wouldn't necessarily, a part of it speaks about that. That wouldn't necessarily be under that same heter of Rav David Feinstein. Now, what exactly? How do you do who Yoshin ben Anoshim, he Yoshina ben Anoshim? That's very difficult. So there is a piece here. Where is the exit? I think we have forced and safer quotes from Dissen Karelitz and. What page?
40.
Page 40? Chutshani, yeah. That's right. Chutshani, page 40. Mutal chasek kawalishan b'cheder echa b'vad v'ashomim b'cheder acher. So this is the biggest kula out there. In other words, there's poshup shah, who yashen men and ashim, yashen men and ashim. They have to be in separate locations, separate rooms at least. So the biggest cool I've seen is the force quotes from Rav Nissen Karelitz, and Rav Abadi subscribes to this cool as well, is that they could be the way. Let me say how the Rav Abadi says it. In other words, you have to confide in another couple, whatever, and the husband and wife can sleep in the same bedroom, separate beds in the same bedroom. The door has to be left open. And the other couple is in the same floor, and the door is open. So this other couple could come in at any time, and they keep the door open the whole night. And that would be equivalent to Hu Yashin Ben Anoshim, Hu Yashin Ben Anoshim. That's how Rav Abadi says it over. Rav Nissen Karelitz, Mutal Chosim Kalashim Becheder Echad Levad, Vashomer Becheder Acher, ובאי שיש שם איש ואיש הנשום נשאים השום ובאי שדלוסוס החדול משארו פסוכוס. Right? And that's how Rav Abadi says over, that the doors are remained open.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
If you were giving advice to someone
who's
supposed to leave, what would your be your
advice?
What would be your
eitzah?
What to do that night?
Yeah, so this is the eitzah.
I mean, this is the way you hope.
Yeah, I mean, so, look, most people, it's not so easy that they're going to just, but with this kula, this is more of a doable kula.
So they can't go to the hotel that night, but they'll go to someone's
house.
Yeah. Their own apartment.
Do both doors have to be open?
Now, the way he writes it, losos, is much of them both doors. I think Ramabadi said, I seem to recall Ramabadi told me, thought that the Nida people, the Chasen Kala, their door has to be open. The other one, they could do whatever they want, because as long as they could look in or come in at any time, so that would be the Shmir. Yeah, so... You know, it's cooler. It's not the simple pshat in Yoshim Ben Anoshim, Fi Yishena Ben Anoshim. Okay, but that's the core. Then the last two, page 40, 41, 42, Milchas Yitzchok. Whether it's, is it proper for a doctor to take away the basulim before the wedding? Hymenectomy. So, I think Rav Avadi in the Sefer is not so against it. Milchas Yitzchok has this idea based on the Gemara that Eina Isha caresses Bruce, Lamisha Osa Kli, that it's an Indian for the husband to make the kli, so to speak. Okay.
So he said the doctor should not.
So the Milchas Yitzchok held the doctor should not.
If the doctor did, would there be an answer at that point?
Well, that was yesterday, Shir. That was Monday, Shir. The Moshe passed him not. And Hashem passed him. Okay.
Rabbi Shneur, the body doesn't hold like we have this.
Yeah, I think in the Sefer he's not so... Okay, packet 33, Bedikos. So till now, we've always been discussing Bedikos during the Zayin Nikiyim. And ostensibly, there's no other Bedikos except for the Zayin Nikiyim. But the Gemara has a whole discussion of other Bedikos. So let's see what the Gemara says. The Mishnah. Avu bishamu da'i shayt tzvichli yos bodekas chusman anida v'yesheves al dam tor. So u'mishameshes be'edim. So edim are the cloths. So what are these Eidim? So Mishameshes be'Eidim. So the Gemara Nida in Yud Aleph Amud Beis on page 2 says, "I'm a viewer of Shmuel Lashana al Beisha Asuka Betaris. The Migo Debay Bedika Lataris by Nam Bedika Labayla." In other words, if a woman is Osekas Bataros, so then she always needs to know when she became Anida. Because if she was Osekas Bataros at 10 o'clock, and then she becomes Anida at 10:05, maybe she was really Anida at 9:05. So then there are more Vedikas to know exactly, when she touched the Taros, whether they were, Tahora or not. So... you So basically, there are and Rashi in the end of the sugya learns that the whole concept of these bedikas before Tashmish, after Tashmish, is Basuka Bataris. So she's a Sukha Bataris, so then she does these bedikas. So then even, so Migo that she's doing the bedikas for Taras, she does it for Baal also. But if a woman's not a Sukha Bataris, then these bedikas, maybe by Tashmish, maybe will not be necessary. So the Mishnah says on page 4, Yudal Aram Ra'alaf, Derech Benos Yisrael, Neshamshos Mishnei Edim. Echad Lo, Ve'echad Lo. Ve'echad, Ratznos Pesach Neshlish, Nesakin Esabayis. So, you have three cloths by Tashmish. One for the man, one for the woman. That's after Tashmish, to see if there's blam. And one before Tashmish, to see that she's not in Eden. Echad lo, echad lo, echad l'sakin es habayis. It's nuos. So,
wait a minute, the first one is the man, this is for after Tashmish.
In other words, let me clarify. There are two issues here. One issue is any time a man has relations with his wife, he wants to know that she's not an Eden. So normally we assume she's not an Eden, because she's not an Eden. But maybe if a woman doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, so she could always become an Eda any time. In fact, there's an opinion here on page 3, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Tan Rabbanan, Isha She'ein Lo Vesis, Asur L'Shamish. That if you don't have a Vesis Kavua, then you can't have Tashmish with your wife. Because how can you ever have Tashmish? In other words, you're putting yourself into a precarious situation. And that was Reb Meir. So Reb Meir basically makes marriage today almost an impossibility. I mean, according to Reb Meir, I don't know how many people could get married.
Bisman Hazeh. Maybe the pill helps.
Yeah. It's all right for the pill.
Established when we were learning about this earlier, the idea that maybe we could say that she has a
vessel
of Tashmish. She still has a certain...
Okay, we'll see. That's a good point. So, Isha She'ein Lo Vesis Asura on page 3, on the base of the base. Isha She'ein Lo Vesis Asura L'Shamish, Ve'ein Lo Ksubis V'lo Peiris V'lo Mezonas V'lo Blos. She got to get out of there. And she doesn't get a Ksuba, she doesn't get Peiris, Mezonas, nothing. Yotzi V'lo Yimachzei Olamos. That's it. Finished. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Chanina ben Antignus Omer Meshameshesh Meshnei Edim. No. You have two cloths. Right? Hein Yivsua, Hein Tiknua. So, Shnei Edim Station Sedini. So, you could check with courts to see if she's in either or not.
So he says you can be married, you just have to do bedikas. You do bedika before. So one, as we'll see in the Rambam, one is before Tashmish, one is after Tashmish. Before Tashmish, you need to do a bedika because maybe she's a nida. After Tashmish, we want to know maybe she's roa, maybe the Tashmish caused her to become a nida. So you do two bedikas and then you can be married. So all you have to have is some bedika course and then you can save your marriage or get married. Right. So let's see how what the Rishonim say. The Rambam, let's see how the Rambam brings this down. On page 5.
Is that only for the beginning of the marriage, like set up the marriage, or that would be the consistent process?
So this is a consistent process throughout the whole marriage.
Until Jesus of Cana.
So what is let's see what the Rambam says. Hatznuos, halacha tazayin. Hatznuos ein mishamshus el ad sheyivduku atzman tchilo kodem tashmish. So the tznuos, meaning even women who have a veses kavua. So they have a veses kavua and there's not a zman veses, so they should be okay. But tznuos, they're machmir. And they have to do a bedika before Tashmish. The Isha She'en Levesis, but a woman who doesn't have a Vesis, so then it's not just a Chumrah. Asur L'Shamesh Asher Tivdok. It's not just Snuas. Then there's an Isser. Any time you have intercourse, she has to do a Bedika beforehand, the Rambam says. So lefnei tashmish is to prepare for the biyah. Achat tashmish is to see that she didn't become a roda machmas tashmish. Aval isha she yesh lavesas ain't a tzricha aid lefnei tashmish el shem tznius bavad. In other words, he's repeating what he said before. So that's only a din of chumra ba'alma. So according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you cannot have tashmish with your wife. So a regular woman, bizman hazeh, who doesn't have a veses kavua.
Why did it say just
because
there's no veses at all? Why
are
we saying that
it needs
even
a veses? That stam veses means a veses kavua. That's what veses means. Stam veses throughout Shas. The Rambam is a Vesas Kavua. That was the Stam of the Milson. Today we don't have, but then it was very common, a Vesas Kavua. So that Stam of the Milson was a Vesas Kavua. But Isha Sheish Lo Vesas Ain Tzricha Eid Lufnei Tashmish Shum Sniv. So Acha Tashmish, but after Tashmish, you still need Hakol Tzrichim Shnei Eidim Echad Lo VeEchad Lo Afilu Buberes Manikus Kena. So you see how stark they would have this idea.
Even for Vesas Kavua.
Yeah. Because even she has Vesas Kavua, but maybe the raw dam machmas tashmish trumps. So apparently there was such a thing that it was obviously it was somewhat common raw dam machmas tashmish. Wasn't so uncommon. So therefore, a woman, she always has to be choshish. She can't say, well, I'm not from these women who wrote down Machmatah, I'm married for 25 years already, and it never happened. So Ram said, no, you're married for 25 years, it never happened, but there's always something can happen in the year 26. So the Rambam's way of living is the way he's just quoting the Gemara and the Mishnayos. He's not saying his own big chidushim here. Okay, that's the Shitas Rambam. Now, yes.
Is there a way, from a medical perspective, that if somebody has that problem, that they could make it that that wouldn't happen? Meaning, if that would be the case, would that then not require a need for a bidika afterwards, if there was some medical way to make sure that didn't happen?
According to the Rambam?
I don't know if
the Rambam would be living Bisman Hazeh, but he's still, I mean, that's the Din HaGemara.
It says, like, who bears on my neck, yes.
Still needs. Yes,
yeah,
still needs, right.
Even if you take a medication, that was
right, still stop. So you're right. He's saying even Mubarak Manikas, who normally doesn't get the period, is still, you know, Damach Mustashri. Today, it's not so common. Rabbi Ausch from Williamsburg said that he's seen Rav Damach Mustashmish in a case where women were taking seasonal pills. You know, they have these seasonal pills. That means they get their period every 3 months, not every month. So they take seasonal pills so they don't have to go to the mikveh so often. So sometimes seasonal pills work and sometimes they don't work. I mean, there's breakthrough bleeding and it doesn't last the 3 months. But he said he's seen, that's what he told me, women on seasonal pills that the tashmish was going to need this for them. Okay, I've never seen that, but he said he's seen that. Okay, what can I tell you?
So
then she just has to get off the seasonal pill. She doesn't have to get divorced. Because they might see dam after tashmish.
Is that so that see is possible?
Yeah. I mean, is rodam achmas tashmish mutzi is possible? Yes. I mean, maybe today it's not so common, but if it was possible, then it was possible then as well.
Okay.
Well, the Rashi is the Migo. He's not necessarily working with the Migo. Right? Yeah, he's not necessarily paskening like that. He doesn't. Okay, that's the Ramashik. Come the Riff. That is a riff on page 6. So the Rif quotes this whole Gemara. Isha Shein Lavesa Sur L'Shamesh Divrei Meir Chanina Ben Tignus. So then he says she's Meshameshes Meshnei Edim, right? One before, one after. Shem Tshamesh Pam Rishonu Ushni Ushlishes Be'edim Yimtza Dam Al Shalosh Shalom Chol Pam Arehem Yifzua. In other words, if a person had bia three times and is dam, so it means that she's ra dam achmas tashmish, so she's finished. Shehuzuku nida kol yameh yotzi b'lo ksuba. Then they have to get divorced. Right. But if not, then they're good. Shlosh upon last 3 lines. Shlosh upon lonim tzadam vechanem harehen teknua. So he learns, the Rif learns that Gemara that heim yifsu heim teknua legabe rodam achmas tashmish. That rodam achmas tashmish, in other words, if she doesn't have a vestas kavua, maybe she could be more likely to be rodam achmas tashmish. So that's what Rameir said. You can't be married because you could be rodam achmas tashmish. Not like we said before. You can't be married because maybe she's going to be a nida now. You can't be married because you could be because you rodam achmas tashmish. So that's what Meir said. So you can't be married even if you are roa, but we always have to be choshesh that a woman doesn't have a vetzes kavua is going to be roa da machmas tashmish. And Rav Chanina ben Tigla says, no, just check. Do three bedikas for the first three bias of the marriage, and then you're good. Right.
That's
the Rif's understanding. See, the Rambam's understanding is it's the Bedikas of Rav Chanina ben Tigla is what? For Nida, that maybe she just became a Nida. Stamazai. So then, and maybe that also, maybe it's both. But so therefore he says, so for the rest of her life, she'll always do a Bedika before. And a bedikah after, if she ain't lavesis. And the Rif is learning, no, the main concern, the concern was about both, but the answer is to just do three times. I mean, it could be the Ram, you know, the Ram, they're both concerned with both, but the Ram Shita is, so therefore the rest of your life you have to do bedikahs before and after. And the Rif said, no. The Rif says all you need is three times for the bedikas after.
Could he saw at one point during those three times?
One second. So he's concerned with the Roa da Machmas Tashmish. So he said, yes, so let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
If she finds one time that's the first three times, would she always have to check at that point?
No, one time doesn't is not a problem.
Because he says,
right.
So that makes it the Knur. But what happens if she saw one time, is she keeps checking until she finds three that are
good? Right.
Or is it that at that point?
No, she needs a chazaka. She needs a chazaka of three times.
Okay.
Once she has a chazaka, if she never gets a chazaka three times in a row, then she'll have to.
She'll always check. She'll do something.
Does he require a chazaka in the opposite direction, meaning that you need three times to see blood, or since you're already negotiated that she's the type of person that's going to be roiled off
her top? Guilty till proven innocent.
Yeah.
Right.
So one time she have to get divorced then?
No, because she's not muksak yet. You only have to get divorced if you're muksak to roa da machmas tashmish. But the bedikas you still have to do till you get the chazaka. So let's see how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Pei Vav, page 9. Yishe sheyesh lo vesas kavuay netzricha bedika klal. Lo lefnei tashmish lo lachar tashmish. So if you're vesas kavuay, then you don't need any bedikas. Because if I cared, you shouldn't do bedikas because you got to get your husband worried that you're doing bedikas. But Rambam zal matzrich livdok achar tashmish, and the Rambam says. He beirachav, who beirachav, loros behem shem eros adam shash tashmish. Udaita, it's no vodkos asam kod. So, in other words, the first opinion is that an isha that has a vesas kavua doesn't have to do any bedikas. And the Rambam says, no, you always have to do bedikas achat tashmish.
One
vod.
Even if she's
and it's a chumrah to do it before tashmish.
Even if she has a
vesas
kavua.
Yeah, this is a woman. She has a vesas kavua. Right. So there's always, in other words, the chashash according to Rambam of rosh adam machmas tashmish is the biggest chashash. So therefore, you're always going to have, even if a woman has a vesas kavua, always has to do bedikas after.
Is this tied at all to the Rambam's first step, like understanding of
But beforehand, only then if she has a vessel kavod, then you don't have to do. But it's a chumrah to do even that. But the Ramo says a sorry shown he iker, that if you have a vessel kavua, then you don't need a bedik at all. Now, what about the women who don't have a vessel kavua? If you email a vessel kavua, Sholosh Pomer Rishon of Tzichim Livdokon Tashmish, Racha Tashmish. Who beit Shalom, he beit Shalom. In Hugs of the Bosch of Sholosh Pomer, Shein Roda, Machmas Tashmish, Shuv, Ein of Tzicha, Bedika Klau, Lo Lufne Tashmish, Lo Acha Tashmish. There's the riff. So the riff's idea is what? That it's all about raw dam machmas tashmish. So that's why you do a bedikah before, to see that she wasn't a nida before. And now you have to see, did the tashmish cause her to become a nida? But you'll only know that the tashmish caused her to become a nida if you did a nida, a bedikah before, and there was no dam, and then after tashmish there was dam, so then the chashash raw dam machmas tashmish. So mamela. So that's what the Rif says. You have to do. That's what the Gemara is talking about.
So
Rameh Shita is that you always have to worry. You always have to worry that if it's a Vesis, she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, that she's going to be raw down Machmas Tashmish. And the Inabatinik said, no, just do Bedikas before and after. And the Rif explains it means three Bedikas. To be
before and after.
Right. But the bedika beforehand is also only al rodam machmas tashmish. You understand? So once you did it three times before and after, because then you know she's not a rodam machmas tashmish. Whereas you don't need to do a bedika beforehand. Maybe she came to need it now. There's not choshish for that. Not
the only reason just to clear up whether or not.
Yeah, so you'll only be able to clear that she's rolled down machmas tashmish if she had a bedikah before she was clean, and then after tashmish she was.
Not
yeah, so once you finish the three times of before and after, now you know that's how the Rif learned the Gemara. The Rambam learns no, there were two issues. There are two issues at hand. There's the issue of that maybe she was a nida before, and maybe she's a rolled down machmas tashmish, and those issues will never go away unless she gets a Vesis Kavua. La Rambam Barosh Kolzman She'en La Vesis Tzricha Yibedikul Olam Kodem Tashmish Ve'achar Tashmish. La Rambam Matzrich She'gam Habal Yivdok Atzmo Achar Tashmish. In other words, to really check, because maybe she's wrote down Achar Tashmish and all the dam came on the husband. So you need, but then that's the Olam Vayda. So the Rambam has two concerns, and those concerns never go away. And the Rif has one concern, and that could go away with three times.
Before and after Tashmish.
Before and after Tashmish. The Rambam's before Tashmish is a din, a separate din. A din in, because she doesn't have a Vesis Kavua, so maybe she became a Nida two seconds ago. So that never goes away. So.
But the Vesis Kavua would solve both for the Rambam, at least if, like, outside of the Tznuos.
Yeah. The Vesis Kavua is great.
Yeah, the solve both for the Rambam outside of being Tznuos.
Yeah, right.
Tznuos
would still do it before, yeah. But
the Rambam's not worried about the husband's worrying? I guess it's not saying anything? Is that still...
Yeah.
Everyone's always worried.
Okay, so now the question is, so what do we do? What's the so say our women today usually are, so the first sheet that he quotes, is the Rif. So the Pasha says he's passing like the Rif. Right, the Stam is like the Rif. So the Rif is easier. But at least according to the Rif, you have to do the first three times. Right? So there comes the shach and says no. In other words, if you're a Rambam person, then you're going to be, you know, you're going to have to deal with this the whole life. But if we don't say, if we assume we pass it like the Rif and not like the Rambam, so the first three times. But the question is that even the case? So the shach has a kula, and Rav Abadi subscribes to this shach.
Page 18 or
different shah? Yeah, right here, page 13. So the shah points out that he finds it interesting that this halacha of this rif is not found in Hilchas Nida in Shavuos. That's where Hilchas Nida is. This is a rif in Ksubas, which is like weird. Like all of Hilchas Nida is in the rif in Shavuos, and this then he puts in Ksubas. So why is that? So, Shach, on page... Oh, so page 11. Yeah. He says, you see on the right side, the word aval is thick. A little up above the first arrow. Aval be'emes lo yirarti l'sav das kol eilu agdolim eichala oligvam shadas harif lifso kalachak rav chanina ben atignus tisha shein lovesa sficha bedika lovayla inkein eichava harif halacha zu b'ksubis sov perak haman un yizonis shein l'shaychis sham klal v'ayel l'kova b'hilchaz nida tisham mekoma. Right? If there's a real din in the Rif, that's a real halacha, that for Hilchas Nida, that this is the halacha, it should have been in Hilchas Nida. Don't you perish a Rif Bixubis, Shemesh Ve'edim, Shemesh Pamach, Shlosh, Shemesh Al Eichelo, Al Shalom Bechol Pam, Upam Harein Yifsua, Shehusuk Nida Kol Yomer, Vatetzi Bilok Suba, Shemesh Ve'shnei Eidim, Echad Bo, Echad Bo, Shalosh Pamim Bo, Nimtza, Dan Be'achad Mehem, Harein Teknua, Hakam Lashonu, Ikir Peir Shaykh Le'inyin Yitzin Nida, V'mkein Hayol Kol Bo Bilchaz Nida. Right? It should have been in Hilchaz Nida. So then he quotes that Kol Gemara. So he says, so there must be something strange here, that it's not in Hilchaz Nida. Aval, now it's on the left side, Aval. Emes Yeridak, that's a rifka, that's called a postkin. That feel the Isha She'ila Vesis, Lobai Bedika Labala, Lobai Bedika Labala Klal. No, she doesn't need Lolith Neitashrish, Lolacha Tashrish. He says, Hoki will cause a rif, Shumakum Fersh, Shicha Bedika. He says, there's no such thing. No such thing. What about the Gemara that he says? No, that Gemara is only talking about Masuka Bataris. So the Rif, in other words, the Rif doesn't have an Hilchas Nida because there's no such thing. For Hilchas Nida, you don't have these Bedikas. Obviously, he's arguing with the Mechaber, because the Mechaber's understanding the Rif is a din Hilchas Nida.
You understand
the Rif goes like Rashi? Right. The Rif goes like Rashi. So Hilchas Nida, it's irrelevant. Which Pirish Rashi called Postman. Well, the Bible will buy the Bika Klaal. Kach lo Pirish Rav Dover B'Hilchas Nida, Al Divrei Rav Chanina V'Tiga, Shmishum T'Kevin, Te'id the Lake of Taras, so you don't need, will be in a Bika Klaal. That's why the Rif left it out, in Hilchas Nida. Mio Nakimina, B'Isha Sharosa Damach Mustash, and Shvicha Bika Sholosh Pomim, Shasa Eid Gatani, the Bryson, he says, Rosa Damach Mustash, Mish, Kurtz of a Rif, Miyad Basahachi, Apple Pishi, Bryson, Sof, 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 So first he says that the whole case of what was the case in the Gemara there? She got married and she was Meshameshes. Yeah, let's see the riff. What the Rosh Hashanah riff is. Wait one second. So he says like this. The Brisa says, kind of the knock-on Nisis Rosh Adam Achmas Tashmish and Methus. Mishabesh is Pamishon or Shneer Shlisha. Smash the Kamais Lam and Yonai. The whole Shul Rosh Adam Achmas Tashmish ain't Shikha Bidika Klaal. But the whole idea that you need Bidikas is this price of need of some Chena base. Nisis Rosh Adam Achmas Tashmish. Means you got married and you're Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish. So then you go three more times. Meaning like this. In order that there should be a chashash of Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish, it had to have happened one time. You have a reisa. Then that's what the braisa here on the right side of the riff of the shach on the bottom line. On the right side, so need the samchem beis. Nisais for us adam machmas tashmish. So then, now we give you three times after that to see what the story is.
So the first time doesn't count for the three.
Right. The first time is creating the phobia, the problem. Now we have a reisa. So now let's see what the story is. Let's see. Maybe it was a maka. Maybe it was this. But the whole discussion of the Bedikas, says the Shach, is only if Niseis Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish. The Chol Shalom Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish ain't Sricha Bedika Klal. The Shach was in front of me, the Vesetol of the Vesetol of Yenachem, we have the kachos of rivu for pishu b'ksuba shum the kanach linyan nida lo nafka midah b'hai halacha k'rab chanim and rak linyan ksuba. Oh, so he says, gabi nida, you don't, there's nothing. Gabi nida, it's only a din in, one second, let's see. Lo nafka midah b'hai halacha k'rab chanim and at tigdus. Rak linyan ksuba nafka midah halacha k'rab chanim and at tigdus lo hafsida ksuba. In other words, the question is she going to lose her ksuba? So she's going to have to lo hafsi the ksuba at shetashame shalosh pomim. Bafuki Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that she loses her ksuba if she's Rosh Adam Machmas Tashmish, she doesn't have a vesas kavua, and they get married, so he can divorce her and lose her ksuba. So he says, no, you have to see three times. And he says, and the case is where there was a reisa, and now you have to, so according to Rabbi Meir, so that's it. You could, so according to the Rif, once there's a reisa, you have to do it three times. But that's only legabe ksuba. But legabe what? Legabe isha labayla, you don't need anything. So obviously he's arguing with the Mechaber, because the Mechaber is learning it's a din in Hilchas Nida. That if you eat in the Vesas Kavua, you have to first three times, so the first three Bias, you have to do the Bedika Kalu Tashmish, Racha Tashmish.
You
have
also read this
paragraph. Yeah. So that's Rav Abadi writes here in Or Yitzchak on page 14.
Because
they had no for Tara. Now, you don't know that Toloi on Tzuvim,
if they knew beforehand, and anyways, then not,
but yeah.
They didn't know such a thing.
Yeah, so 1 second. Look on page 14. Ain't you should live the whole of Nei Tashmish, Lomach HaTashmish, Yelach Zik, Shein Rodam HaTashmish. So Rabbi says, Kein Shein Motzo Yom Rohr, Machos Tashmish,
Bechlal.
In other words, he's saying his own way, that it's not Motzoi, so there's no Reya. So even the riff is only talking about the Reisa, but you could say more than what everybody's saying. You could say, you know, because the riff was only talking about Hilchas Ksuba. He wasn't talking about. But he's throwing in the Svara of the Shach. He's not going with the Shach totally. He's throwing in that even if you want to say the riff is talking about in Hilchas Nida, but the cholapachas, there has to be a reisa. The shach thing has to be a reisa for ksuba, and it's only a din in ksuba. Everybody's saying, no, okay, even if you want to daniach that the mechaber is right, that it's also a nida, but it's very mistaber, the svar of the shach, that if there's no reisa b'smanazah, that you shouldn't have, but you don't even need to say that, you just say that the Shach says he's talking about Taurus. It was meant that they were sukkim with Taurus.
That's the last line.
And then he said, yeah, because, right, because it's not...
And like, even without the Shach, he would say it's not a problem.
Right.
If you read the Rif with Nida, so then today, yeah. The Zanatman doesn't apply anywhere.
Furthermore, it has to be Mizmanch... that you're Roy Liros. So this has to be his man that she, you know, it's time that she could potentially get her period. And so yeah, that's yeah, we have that here in a second. If, in other words, if a woman normally, yeah, on page 13, Gimel. Isha Shein Rov Pachas Miudal Yomim Achra Filosa. Say a woman that she doesn't get her period till. So she never gets a period within the first 14 days after the mikvah. So if you're going to do the bedikas then that doesn't count. Those bedikas. So a lot of times people are going to do those bedikas during the time that she's not right to get her period. So then you have a chazaka not to see then. So you could still be a rodah machmat tashmish, but only in the time where it's fertile zone for her to get her period, but the first 14 days she doesn't get her period after the mikvah. So then so if you do those bedikas, then those bedikas are futile. Yeah, that's Shulchan Aruch is the Trumas Hadeshin, and we've had this Trumas Hadeshin once before when we talked about a negative vessus, not to see if like a woman that's based on this Trumas Hadeshin, and then they post can say maybe by on a baininess if she gets a long period. You know, then she doesn't have to keep on abandoning this, etc. But that's the, and my experience with women who are trying to do these bedikas, it only makes problems because a lot of times, what happens is the bedikah cloth either irritates or blood on it from the basulim, you know, and there's no giloy, you know, you have to be a lamdan to know how to do the three bedikahs right. So most people are not doing the three bedikahs right anyway, so it's only going to cause extra bedikahs, and it's either going to cause, I remember once years ago, some woman just got married, she was doing the three bedikahs, and there was blood, and she was in Bar Park. I said that to Rav Tzinner, and I don't know the whole story. It was the Leil Bedikas Chametz. It was a whole story. And it was all for nothing, meaning these bedikahs, I always tell people. Yeah, I always tell people to forget these three bedikas, because it's always gonna,
On the shach.
Yeah, just rely on the shach. Well, because the shach is basically saying, if you'd ask the shach, why don't you have to do it bizman hazeh? He would say, because we're women are not a sukkah bataris.
That doesn't
say
because it's only if
you
already saw.
Then
you need a
raise. Right, but it's only a din in Ksuba. So you don't get started. It's a non-starter.
But he would say that if a woman saw once, then she needs the three. Only for
Ksuba,
right?
In other words, so she shouldn't, you know, to Mavar with a, you know.
Maybe she still needs.
But she needed.
He said it wasn't needed.
That's why the Rif puts it there.
But what would be according to the shach if she saw it once?
If she said she doesn't care about it, so then you say no.
Would you need it? I don't know.
Didn't we say that?
I don't know if you.
And that's why the Rif codified it.
Well, didn't we say the whole halacha of Rav Tinkus was not in the nida at all?
Gabi living with your husband, then if you're not muhsak, you're not muhsak. You have to be muhsak to see three times. You don't have to create a.
The woman sees once. My husband is shocked. Woman sees once.
So now she's a nida.
She sees.
Okay, now she's a nida. Now
yeah, good.
Good. Now what's next time?
So next time is the shock, and I say now the next three times.
I don't know if you would say.
Isn't that when does the halakha apply then?
When
according to Shach applies sometime.
Right, so it applies to the Gabi Ksuba.
What does it mean Ksuba? That means that after she sees it one time, she has to check it three more times, and then if it doesn't come out good, then the divorce will she won't be entitled to her Ksuba.
Right.
But if it doesn't, What does that mean?
Meaning, if it happens once, so now he, if he would divorce her, she would still have to give the ksuba. So she would have to. There was three times to say he wants to divorce her. She, right, and he doesn't want to give the ksuba. She wrote that up. So then.
Every time she sees, and every time.
But they're not getting divorced. It happened one time. Maybe the shach would say, okay, it happened one time. So you need to need. I don't know. You tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. Look at it again. I'm willing to retract on what I'm saying. But either way, I mean, Rav Abadi uses this far of the shach, but I'm not so sure that we need it for that. Well, we could, according to the shach, you just say that we never said it like
If a woman is rovah d'alamachas kadosh, are we think it won't happen with it? Let's say she's going out to see in those 14 days, and we assume rovah d'alam won't happen in those 14 days either?
Right.
So would that mean that? So then, all that would mean is the woman is rovah d'alam achas tashmish. It just means that she's only teres l'vayla in the 14 days that she's rovah not to see. It wouldn't mean then that she would need to be divorced, because there's still. It just means that in that time close to when she becomes a nida, she wouldn't be allowed to have tashmish. It wouldn't mess up the whole earlier part, I'm saying it wouldn't wipe out the whole.
No, I guess it would, because she wouldn't be, once she's muksaf, then she, but she could only become unmuksaf if she turned out clean in the three times after. But once she's muksaf, then we are choshish that she'll see dam even during the 14 days. Or else your question is a great question. Why do they have to get divorced? They should just have bia during those 14 days.
That's what I'm saying. We can't say that.
So obviously we're not saying that. Okay, look, you look at it again, if you correct me, I'll be happy to correct myself.
Oh, okay, so
She loses the ksuba or not, so then.
See, that's why.
So then he has to do this.
Right, that's why everybody's doing different.
Yeah, so he's different because he's just using this for the shah,
right.
Saying it's a great svara, and let's use it even if we assume the rift would be. It's not a pure shah. Right, it's a pure shah, right. Would just say it's only taurus. The rift is like Rashi Shita. So he's saying the svar of the shach is a good svar. So, but he says the shach says it. It's a little misleading because, but they, in other words, in the footnote, what is the footnote, they quote the shach. Does he quote the shach? I mean, everybody quotes the shach.
Everybody.
Right. So it's a little misleading.
At the end, though,
kvar,
I mean, it sounds like, I mean, already.
It doesn't say kvar saying shach. Yeah, shein tzarich lozer b'dikur klal.
So
right, it could be that he's saying like because the shach said because of taurus.
Right.
But in other words, the svara that he's mentioning is a svara that's found in the shach, lagabe, the other thing. But he's just saying that, in other words, the whole raw dam machmas tashmish today, you know, if we don't really have it, so to say, that you have the, unless you say it's a takanas chazal, and you have to do it. You know, it's a takanas chazal, according to the riff, and it's a dovashim b'minyan. And like Rosh Hashanah says, a dovashim b'minyan, you can't. Even if the reason doesn't apply, like we don't take medicine on Shabbos, even though, like Rav Shechter pointed out, even though we're not going to come to grind, we don't grind medicine today. It's a davar shemimin, so maybe this thing is a davar shemimin. So maybe still, so that's so Rav Avadik comes out of davar shemimin, and he thought that it's and then you have the shach. So we'd see with all these ideas, and my experience of people who've done it, it's just. We didn't get more clarity about. I could tell them before that they're not a rodam machmas tashmish, and the only thing is they end up with red bedika claws for other reasons. Believe me, and those reasons have nothing to do with dam machmas tashmish.
Couldn't it be validated because of kolmar sapir? I mean,
lived the
karzem shuba.
Yeah. Right. But Rav Moshe has the tshuva where he says that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh.
Also, yeah.
Why not?
Because he says that we're machmir, and well, that only applied when we were machmir only on certain types of red. But today we're machmir all reds, so therefore if we're going to be machmir on this too, it's going to be putting those two chumras together, it's going to be too much. That's what okay, Rav Moshe, there's more to say, but I think now it's a good place to stop, so I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and Baruch Hashem, we've been going straight. It's good, you know. And maybe if you have some time during Chol Hamoed to do Chazara, because so we already with Koveya, I mean that we're going to hopefully finish by the Thursday before May 9th, have the Bechina May 9th, and Bez Hashem May 10th begin. Hilchos Aveilus. We already have the packets. Rabbi Tuchman and I. Thanks to Rabbi Tuchman. We've got all these packets with a wheeler. Tuchman, it wasn't easy with the and all these packets and Hilchos Aveilus. And there's a we'll, I think after Pesach we'll put up a sign. Right? We'll put up a sign after Pesach. Put up a sign, and then I'll be starting June's band for another limud. We'll see what that'll be. Bez Hashem. No, Avelis is going to be here. That's not that doesn't count as June's month. That's
Avelis goes through June's month.
Right. But at a different time in the day.
Monday and Wednesday.
We might have to be a little bit more to
because. But it'll be in the morning.
It'll be the same time. Same time as this.
And there'll be another limud we're doing for smicha purposes? Or
for Torah purposes.
I'm saying that will be one of the, like, will it be the Bishul B'Shabbos one? Or
oh, okay. I have to discuss with my people.
Okay.
And see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay, so Yishkan, thank you for all, and have a good Sameach. And this, but there's still some very important inyanim that we didn't get to yet. So.